What's up, builders? This is your build briefing, and today we're talking about something that's going to fundamentally change how you think about your AI infrastructure. We're not just looking at new features or pricing updates, we're watching the formation of a completely new category of enterprise software that's potentially worth more than Salesforce and ServiceNow combined. And here's the kicker. The decisions you're making right now about which AI tools your team uses are creating lock-in that's way deeper than anything we've seen with traditional SaaS. Let me paint the picture. OpenAI just announced an $840 billion valuation. That's not a typo, with a $600 billion infrastructure partnership with AWS. But this isn't about building bigger data centers. This is a strategic bet on becoming the enterprise context platform. Think about what that means. They're not trying to be another API provider or another chatbot. They're targeting the organizational synthesis layer, the accumulated understanding of how your company actually works, how decisions get made, what patterns emerge from your code reviews, your incident responses, your cross-team workflows. This layer, this accumulated intelligence about your organization, could be worth more than $250 billion as a market category. Now, here's where it gets interesting for those of us building things today. OpenAI's bet requires four massive technical challenges to work simultaneously. They need intelligence to keep scaling with every GPT release. They need memory systems that can resolve contradictions in organizational knowledge. They need retrieval that works at trillion token scale, which nobody has solved yet. And they need 99.5% execution accuracy for long-running workflows. That's a compound bet. All four have to land. Meanwhile, Anthropic, the company behind Claude, has a completely different advantage. They've captured over 50% of the enterprise coding market through something way more valuable than top-down sales, organic adoption. Your engineers are already using Claude every day. It's learning your architectural patterns, your decision-making processes, your actual workflows. That accumulated context from real usage might be more valuable than OpenAI's architectural approach because it reflects how work actually gets done, not how enterprise architects think it should get done. So here's the strategic pressure point for you as a builder. If your team is using Claude for engineering, ChatGPT for product work, and Gemini for analytics, you're building valuable but completely siloed assets. Each platform is learning about your organization in isolation. And here's the thing that should worry you. This isn't like traditional data lock-in, where you can export a database and move it somewhere else. This is comprehension lock-in. The accumulated synthesis, the cross-team connections, the pattern recognition, none of that migrates. You're essentially training multiple AIs on different slices of your organization, and the switching costs are compounding every single day. All right, let's shift gears and talk about what you can actually deploy this week. Because while these platform wars are playing out over years, there are some immediate wins available right now that can eliminate real costs from your operations. Microsoft just launched Copilot Tasks on February 26th as a free research preview. This is a direct shot at OpenAI's $200 per month operator product, but Microsoft is giving it away for free. What's significant here isn't the price, it's the zero configuration aspect. If you're already in the Microsoft 365 ecosystem, there's no API setup, no agent configuration. It just works. The system handles email triage, scheduling coordination, document generation, vendor management, all the stuff that's burning 5 to 10 hours a week of your team's time. At typical loaded employee costs of $75 to $150 per hour, we're talking about $1,500 to $6,000 monthly in recoverable time value per person. And because it runs in the background with isolated compute, you're not actively supervising it. It's genuinely automated. Google's making similar moves with Gemini's free tier. They're now offering 5 monthly deep research reports. This is full automated scanning of hundreds of sources with structured output. If you've ever spent 8 to 12 hours doing competitive analysis or market research, you know exactly what I'm talking about. 5 reports a month on the free tier covers most operational research needs for small to mid-sized teams. That's 40 to 60 hours monthly in time savings, which translates to roughly $3,000 to $9,000 in labor costs you're not spending anymore. Plus, they've added unlimited voice and camera conversations, 100 daily image generations, and Canvas workspace for deck creation, all free tier. Then there's Devin 2.2 from Cognition Labs. This is autonomous software engineering with a critical difference from assisted coding tools. Devin doesn't just write code, it tests execution, identifies failures, and implements fixes without you hovering over it. The computer use feature controls desktop applications through Linux UI interaction, which means you can automate QA processes that previously required manual testing. For teams currently spending $10,000 to $20,000 monthly on contractor relationships for bug fixes, landing pages, and simple integrations, Devin's free tier can eliminate 60 to 80% of those costs within 30 days. But here's the reality check. OpenAI's computer use model is only hitting 38% success rate for full compute tasks and 58% for web-based tasks on OS World benchmarks. Microsoft and Google haven't published their numbers, but you should assume similar performance. These are first-generation autonomous agents. They're production-ready for straightforward tasks, but don't expect reliability on complex workflows yet. Now, let's talk about a build versus buy decision that's probably sitting in your backlog right now: AI operations monitoring. Should you build internal dashboards, buy a commercial platform, or is there a third option? If you go the build in-house route, you're looking at 2 full-time engineers for 3 to 4 months. That's about $150,000 to $200,000 in salary costs. Then you need half an FTE permanently allocated for ongoing maintenance, which is another $75,000 to $100,000 annually. Add $500 to $1,000 monthly for hosting and monitoring infrastructure. Your time to deployment is 12 to 16 weeks for a production-ready system. The upside? Complete customization for your specific workflows. The downside? Technical debt that requires documentation, updates, and knowledge transfer every time someone leaves. Commercial SaaS platforms typically run $10,000 to $15,000 monthly for enterprise plans with adequate seed licenses. That's $360,000 to $540,000 over 3 years. Implementation takes 1 to 2 weeks with vendor support, and you have zero maintenance overhead on your engineering team. But you're also dependent on vendor roadmaps for feature requests, and external hosting might conflict with your compliance requirements. There's a third path: open source orchestration with OpenClaw and Lobsterboard. Software licensing cost? Zero. Setup time? The documentation says within a few minutes, using OpenClaw automation. I know that sounds optimistic, but the system runs on existing infrastructure with minimal resource overhead. Your total cost over 3 years is essentially zero in software costs, with maybe 4 to 8 hours monthly in maintenance time. Call it $12,000 to $24,000 in labor. Here's my recommendation framework based on team size. If you're under 20 engineers, deploy Lobsterboard through OpenClaw immediately. You get 80% of commercial platform capabilities at 95% cost reduction. Assign one technical team member 2 to 4 hours for initial configuration, then 2 to 4 hours monthly for optimization.
For teams between 20 and 50 engineers, run a 60-day pilot with Lobsterboard while evaluating commercial platforms for enterprise features like SSO and RBAC. This pilot eliminates $20,000 to $30,000 in vendor evaluation costs while building your internal operational intelligence. If dashboard governance becomes a bottleneck, think 15-plus custom widgets requiring frequent updates, then commercial platforms justify their cost through reduced operational complexity. For teams over 50 engineers, commercial platforms usually deliver faster ROI through vendor-managed infrastructure, unless you have data sovereignty requirements that mandate self-hosted solutions. But even here, start with a Lobsterboard pilot to establish your baseline monitoring requirements before vendor selection. This prevents over-procurement of unused features and gives you negotiation leverage by demonstrating internal capability. Critical success factors regardless of which path you choose: establish dashboard governance early. Limit yourself to 8 to 12 critical metrics to prevent widget proliferation. Implement backup procedures for dashboard configurations within the first week. Train multiple team members on dashboard management so you don't have a single point of failure. And monitor system resource consumption. Your dashboard overhead should stay under 5% of total infrastructure capacity. Let's talk about immediate deployment sequencing for maximum ROI, because the order you implement these tools actually matters. Week 1, deploy Devin 2.2 for development bottlenecks. Target immediate contractor cost elimination. Identify your recurring low-complexity tasks, landing pages, bug fixes, simple integrations, and route them through Devin first. Week 2, implement Google Gemini Deep Research for your recurring monthly reports. Establish baseline time savings. Have team members track hours spent on research before and after implementation. Week 3, roll out Microsoft Copilot Tasks Preview Access for administrative workflows. Focus on email triage and scheduling coordination first, because these show the fastest time to value. Week 4, measure actual time savings and quality improvements against your baseline matrix. This is critical. You need quantified data, not anecdotal feedback. Month 2, scale successful pilots and optimize workflows based on usage patterns. Kill what's not working, double down on what is. One specific optimization to highlight: GPT 5.3 Instant just shipped with a 26.8% hallucination reduction for web search and 19.7% reduction for internal knowledge. This directly impacts quality assurance overhead. Let's do the math. If you're processing 1,000 daily customer service interactions with a 5% accuracy review rate, hallucination improvements reduce your review volume from 50 to 37 daily tickets. At 10 minutes per review, that's 2.2 hours saved daily,
which translates to roughly $600 to $1,200 monthly in QA labor costs. However, the 128K token context window restricts document processing use cases. If your team needs longer context for complex reasoning, maintain Claude or alternative solutions. Now let's zoom back out to the strategic layer, because the go-to-market positioning from these vendors reveals where the market is headed. Notice that Microsoft, Google, and Cognition Labs all launched with free-tier strategies. This isn't about immediate monetization, this is land-grab positioning. They're creating evaluation windows for operators like us to test production workflows without budget approval before paid tiers emerge. OpenAI set the market ceiling at $200 per month with Operator. Microsoft's free preview undercuts this by 100%. Expect pricing announcements from Microsoft and Google within 6 months as these free previews transition to paid tiers. The strategic battle is about comprehension lock-in, not data lock-in. OpenAI's $600 billion infrastructure bet targets accumulated organizational synthesis, your decision histories, cross-team connections, pattern recognition from code reviews and incident responses. This understanding cannot migrate between platforms like raw data can. For operators, this means the context platform decisions you make in 2026 create 5 to 10-year switching cost horizons. Here's what that means for your vendor selection strategy. If you're committed to Microsoft 365, Copilot Tasks provides immediate integration advantage with zero incremental licensing costs. If you're in Google Workspace, Gemini's native integration and free tier justify evaluation priority. For development-heavy teams, choose between Devin 2.2 or Claude Code, depending on whether you want autonomous or assisted workflows. For multi-cloud operations, maintain vendor diversity through multi-model support platforms rather than single-vendor commitment. The critical planning timeline, OpenAI's stateful runtime environment appears at least 12-plus months from production readiness. This creates evaluation windows for alternative platforms. You should establish your context platform strategy by Q3 2026 to avoid reactive decisions when market consolidation accelerates. Bottom-up versus top-down adoption matters more than you think. Anthropic's 50% enterprise coding market share came through organic adoption, not enterprise sales. Claude accumulated context through daily usage patterns, actual workflow development, team muscle memory formation. This represents higher quality organizational understanding than top-down architectural implementations from IT departments. Monitor where your teams naturally converge. The platform with highest organic adoption likely reflects actual work patterns better than mandated solutions. One more pricing implication. OpenAI's task-based model, $200 monthly for 400 agent tasks, $20 monthly for 40 tasks, establishes usage-based monetization patterns instead of traditional seat-based SaaS pricing. This indicates AI platforms expect high-volume automation, not occasional human usage. For budget planning, model costs around task volume rather than user counts. A 10-person team running 1,000 monthly automated workflows will cost more than a 100-person team with 100 manual tasks. All right, here's your sprint goal for this week. Pick one of these free tier tools and deploy it against a real bottleneck in your operations. Not a pilot, not an experiment. Deploy it into production workflow and measure actual time or cost savings over 7 days. If you're spending money on contractors for routine development, start with Devin 2.2. If your team is drowning in email and scheduling overhead, implement Copilot Tasks. If you're doing monthly research that burns days of team time, roll out Gemini Deep Research. And here's the meta task, audit your team's AI tool usage across the organization. Map out which platforms you're using, for what workflows, and start thinking about consolidation strategy. Because every day you wait, the switching costs compound. The context wars are happening now. The platforms are free today. The deployment opportunities are immediate. Go build something. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow.